Pick up something for Rudy's haunted house party.
What are you getting?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, you know, I am the master of fright.
Well, you just remember that they're children.
No, no, I'll take it easy on them.
Oh, Jeffrey Ingles called. He's going to be over here in an hour.
Oh, will you tell him if he gets here and I'm not to stay until I get back?
Sure, he's bringing Beth to help Rudy with the haunted house, and I think he'd like to pick up that power drill that you borrowed.
Oh, man, I forgot I had that.
Oh, you've had it for almost a month.
I had it that long, huh?
Honey, don't you remember? You wanted to put a new shelf under the sink. Your power drill was broken, so you borrowed Jeffrey's. And I might add that the shelf still is unfinished.
Oh, but wait a minute. It's almost finished? Look it. Check it out. Halfway home.
I don't mean this to be a criticism, but we are halfway home on a lot of projects in this house. You have a habit of starting these things with enthusiasm, but you don't finish them.
The reason for that, dear, is every time I start a project, a pregnant woman rings the phone with labor pains and I have to leave and go to the hospital and I don't get to finish the project.
So when are you going to finish them?
When I retire.
Well, please retire this evening. Because you're going to need the rest of your life to finish all these projects.
If it makes you happy, I'll finish the shelves today.
Now that would make me very happy.
And allow me to, I will also give you a dish towel rack.
The shelf will do.
All right, then. I shall go down and do the novelty shopping, and then I will also, madame, if you don't mind, pick up a new drill for myself.
Fine.
And maybe a forklift truck.
When can I open my eyes?
Just a minute.
What is it?
Eyeballs.
Ew!
I got you.
They're just grapes.
What's going on?
We're making a haunted house in the basement.
All our friends are coming over later to go through it.
Vanessa, you gotta see the coffin I made. It's unbelievable.
Theo, aren't you kind of old for this? I mean, it sounds pretty immature to me.
Well, you know, Vanessa, we're thinking of making you the mummy.
The mummy?
Yeah. You see, you get all wrapped up in bandages, you get to pop out the coffin and start walking around like a zombie. And if you want, you can even grab people.
Oh, wow. All right, I'm in. The mummy. Rudy, what are you going to be?
A witch.
She has to be a witch. She's a woman.
What was that supposed to mean?
Women can only be witches and princesses. That's what my brother says.
I don't care what your brother says. I can be anything I want. I can be Frankenstein.
Frankenstein was a man. You can only be his wife. And she was ugly.
Oh, hello, goblins and goblinettes.
Hey, Dad, check out this ghost. See, I'm gonna rig it so we can get to the bottom of the stairs, flies in your face.
This is gonna be some haunted house.
I get to be the mummy. I get to grab people.
Wonderful. Well, I think that combined with the things that I just bought from the novelty store and what you already have, we are going to have to open this house up to the public and charge.
What'd you get?
Here it is.
Not very big, Dad.
Well, you don't want it too big because then the people will know that it's fake. Ha ya! Ha!
Jiggy! Well, what else did you get?
Okay. Stand back now. You ready? Let's say that you're walking down a dark street, right?
Waggy, waggy, waggy. Whitey.
Let's see what else you got here, Dad. Hey! Oh, now this is great. A power drill. We can really scare kids with this one.
Oh, wait.
That's not for you. The power drill is for me. This is mine, man. You people are sickos.
Dad, they use a power drill in cycle summer camp.
I don't care where they use it. You people need some help.
Come on, you guys. Let's get ready.
Be right with you. How you doing, Ben?
How you doing,
Jay? Hey, neighbor.
All right.
Oh, one skeleton reporting for duty.
Well, and a beautiful looking skeleton that it is. And what do you have in the bowl?
Something for the haunted house.
Say what it is, dear.
Brains. Want a touch?
Well, brains, my goodness. Now, did you buy these or was it a gift?
Neither. They're really wet noodles.
Oh, wet noodles. Oh. Now, I have something for you, too. Try this out for size. Now, prepare yourself.
Any Dr. Vegetable?
Rudy and the others are down in the basement if you'd like to go down there.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
Okay. Have fun. Happy haunting.
I can't believe it, man. In my day, one of these pulled out and dangled, and everybody in the house went out the window.
When I was a kid, I used to go to see these horror movies with Boris Karloff. If they put up just one shadow and played some of that eerie violin music, I'd be terrified.
And let alone the bass music.
That gave me the shivers.
You want to take these home? Scare your wife?
That's great.
That'll be
great.
Good.
Oh, it's that time of year. Say, now there's just one more thing I want to take before I go.
Your drill.
Yeah, because I'm finally going to put up that bird feeder in the backyard.
You're going to need a drill for that. And I think I have it in my tool chest. And I'm sorry to have kept it so long, sir.
Don't mention it, my dear fellow. Oh, it's a great drill, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How'd you like that variable speed action?
Fantastic.
And that non-slip handle?
Loved it.
Nice toolbox.
Yes, it has three different trays.
Fabulous.
Yep.
You have a secret drawer there?
No. It isn't. But I think wherever my last project was, that's where. Follow me. See, I was working on some stuff in the kitchen, and I think it's under the sink here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I bet it's just hiding because it knows I have work for it.
Yeah, see, this is my last project here. It's working on, I really think of this, these brackets, your drill.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Would you like something to drink?
No, that's okay. I'm just going to take my drill, and then I'll get going.
Okay, fine. Now, I know that it's here somewhere. Because, you know, a drill just can't walk by itself.
Well, you know, this particular drill does do almost everything.
Just look in here.
Is that it?
No, that's not it.
What's that over there?
Darkness.
Look, you don't need me breathing down your neck here. I have to go to the hardware store anyway, so why don't I just come back around 5 o'clock?
Okay, and then I'll have it polished for you.
Fantastic.
stick.
Yeah, good, good.
Okay, I'll whip myself out.
All right.
See you later.
Oh, waggy, waggy.
Shoot.
Hi.
Hey.
What you looking for?
Looking for the drill. This drill.
You can't find it?
I can find it. I just don't know where it is.
See, Cliff, that's what I was talking about earlier. If you weren't doing so many things at once, you'd be focused and you'd know where the drill is.
I know where it is.
Where is it?
It's where I put it.
Where did you put it?
Where it is.
Okay, you guys, come on. Now, remember, we want this to sound like a haunted house, all right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. The microphone is right here. All right, you guys, that was pretty good. But this time, let's do it again, and let's put our hearts in it, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, you guys down there?
He's dead. Let's get him.
Got you, Dad.
Yes, 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 you got me. You got me good. Now, I'm looking for an old power drill.
Is it my daddy's drill?
Yes.
Did you lose it?
No, I didn't lose it. It's just misplaced.
Well, do you want us to help you look for it?
Yes, it's about this size. It's gray, and there's a box of drill bits.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
My dad really likes that drill.
Yes, he has every right to.
He keeps it in a special drawer, marked drill.
Thank you. It's a very good idea.
I think it was my grandpa's. He gave it to my dad before he died. I guess the drill drawer will be empty now.
Yeah, why don't you go over and check on your noodles?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, look at this. I found my old baseball cleats. I was looking for these for a long time.
Yes, I am so happy for you, but I'd like you to concentrate on the drill.
Okay, right.
Thank you.
Where'd you last use it?
I don't remember.
You don't remember when you used the big power drill?
Son, that's not the issue. The issue is to find the drill.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's not by the noodles.
Yeah, okay.
Dr. Huxtable?
Yes, ma'am.
If you don't find it, are you gonna cry?
No! No, I won't.
I bet my dad will.
You still haven't found it?
No.
Are you gonna keep looking?
I am looking. I'm at that age where I'm just thinking about the places I've already looked because I'm not going back there anymore.
Why not?
Because I would be embarrassed if I went back and saw it someplace I had already looked.
Well, I've been everywhere you've been and I haven't found it either.
Well, you're at that age too. Come sit down.
It's 5 o'clock, Cliff, and that's Jeffrey. Honey, why don't you just tell him what happened? So you made a mistake. So what? Everybody makes mistakes. He's gonna understand because he's your friend and he's a nice person and he likes you. Now, why would a drill be in my makeup kit?
I don't know what you use to put that stuff on.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
How was the hardware store?
It was great. I got some 3/4-inch dowels, and I got some wood putty. Now all I need is my drill, and I'm all set.
Jeffrey?
Yeah?
I can't give you your drill.
Why not?
I lost it.
What do you mean?
I've looked all over this house 3 times. My wife looked, the children looked, Beth looked, and we just, it's gone.
Well, did you lend it to someone?
No, it's just gone.
It's gone?
And I'm sorry, I really am. I just feel terrible about it.
Well, I don't feel so good myself. I think I'm going to sit down. I mean, I'll get over it. It's not a big deal. It's just a drill. It's a piece of metal with a motor in it. See, it was my father's drill. And so it has a lot of sentimental value to me. I mean, every time I used that drill, it was as if I could smell my father's pipe.
don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. There you are.
It's not my drill.
No, of course not. This is a new one. This is the one that I bought. This was my drill. There you go.
See, I'm just trying to understand this. How can you lose something like a drill? I mean, it's not like a button or a peanut. This is a major electrical appliance. I mean, I was just saying to Bridget, if there is one man on this earth who I can trust with my drill, it's Cliff. He delivered our children. And it wasn't cheap either. You know, my father said to me, if you lend something to someone, watch them while they're using it, and when they're finished with it, take it back. I wish I'd listened to him. I don't know. What can I say? I'm never going to lend you anything again.
I understand.
Oh, and by the way, don't lose my daughter.
I want to thank you.
Yes?
You said he'd understand.
That's right.
I said to the man, I don't have it, I lost it. We looked 3 times. The man sat there and told me that I overcharged him for delivering his babies. I bought a brand new drill, which is 10 times better than his. That drill that I offered him compared to his drill is a woodpecker.
Well, Cliff, you can understand why he's so angry.
No, I don't.
Yes, you can. All I'll say is Edward Bolton.
No, it's not the same thing.
The only difference is you lost a drill, Eddie lost your portable barbecue on a camping trip.
And that barbecue was very, very special.
Got that right. Thing was so old you had to line it with aluminum foil to keep the coals from falling out. And then when we brought you a new barbecue, complete with rotisserie, you opened the front door and threw the thing out. That was the saddest display I've ever seen.
And it would have gone farther if I hadn't hit my own car with it. But you know, you're not perfect.
I beg your pardon?
Huh? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I ask you to look at my wife and ask her about Judith Harwood. Wah! My wife and Judith Harwood were just like this. Oh, they're on the phone, and dear, and child, and don't you know, and yes, and I'll be there. That's how tight these two were. Well, Dame Judith one day got the flu. My wife rushed downstairs and cooked a meal for her and put the food into these plastic containers, which must cost every bit of about $4.13. And for the next 6 months, harassed Judith, until Judith had to go see a psychiatrist. And finally, Judith sent over new plastic containers worth about
$37. My wife took the containers, put them in the driveway, backed the car up, rolled over, went forward, rolled over them forward, and then put them in a box and wrapped them and sent them back to Judith Harwood. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, is this woman guilty?
Yes, I'm guilty.
Ha!
But there is no reason for your friendship with Jeffrey to end over a thing like this. You know what you should do? You should wait until Christmas and buy him a new drill and make it a gift.
Christmas, 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 that's it. That's it!
Now, what is wrong with you? Cliff! Cliff!
Correct. You said Christmas. I remembered I was hiding this from the children so they wouldn't fool around with it. So I put it in this box, knowing how they hate to put up the Christmas lights. I wrote Christmas lights on it. So it's about to repel. And be gone. So now I got it. Ta-da! I'm so smart. I'm smarter than me.
Yes, you are. And I'm happy for you.
Thank
but
you.
There's a lesson to be learned in all of this.
Oh, Lord, what is the lesson to be learned in all of this?
When you hide things from other people, you are really hiding it from yourself, because at your age, your memory can't take it.
Come in! Pedro!
Oh, you've come for the haunted house.
Yes. Have a good time, Peter.
Aunt Clayton? Au revoir.
Claire?
Yes?
There's a man on this block who's been suffering a long time because of a loss. I am going to relieve that suffering right now.
You.
Jeffrey, prepare to be my friend again. Your drill!
My drill!
That's right. And the drill bits!
My bits! Cliff, you are a saintly man!
All right, well.
All I needed was a little time to just think about where it was, that's all.
You know, I owe you an apology for the way I talked to you back there.
Yeah, you were a little rough on me.
Well, I can just be a maniac sometimes. Say, now I've got something for you.
Oh, really? You're giving me an umbrella?
I'm returning it! Now, you know, when I came home and told Bridget this story, she said, well, I hope you didn't explode too big. Because that's Cliff's umbrella sitting over there, and you borrowed it over a year ago.
Well, I guess we're at that age.
I know. It's a wonder we don't forget our own names.
Yeah, well, no, that's no problem, because our wives keep calling us that, you know? Well, I'll see you later, Barry.
Okay, Fred.
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.